Stones by Marion Tracy. He hears a sound, plip, plop. It's small stones thrown or wet insects on glass. The noise is getting bigger. It sounds as if stones have been shoveled onto the house. He asks his cousin if she has experienced anything like this. He frowns when she says, "It must be possums." He smiles when his neighbour says, "Perhaps it's like when my wife left me." He laughs when his wife says, "Yes, I've been hearing it for a while. It's like memories of home." He looks up through the leaves of the tree. Stones are coming down through the branches. Stones are bouncing off each branch in turn. Stones are plums falling down like blue stars. His neighbour looks and says, "Who can be responsible? Is it the work of clever children?" His cousin gasps and says, "Is it the work of aliens, these bright discs as they fall?" "Is it?" asks his wife. "All the words that need saying." In the room, the stones are all over the bed. The stones are all over the rug, but there's no holes in the ceiling. He looks up and there's no footprints on the roof. The stones are raining down and he asks his cousin, "Why do the stones not fall straight down but seem to turn in the air?" He asks his neighbour, "Why do the stones have no shadow?" "Why do the stones fall on my house and not on yours?" "Why?" laughs his wife. "It's all the stones that ever got stuck in my shoe."